The next order is consideration of Resolution 18-496, which is in regards to primary and alternative auditing officer for San Juan County PHD number one. And Pam, you want to address that situation for us?
Yes. This resolution, we had done a prior resolution similar to this, and Chief Martin was the primary auditing official for the district because at the time I was the only employee, so I couldn't do both, approve and do that. So so he was the primary, and then the secondary was Jill Jacobs at the auditor's office. Now that Nathan has learned the Eden system and been approved on that, and he can enter all of the invoices now, and then I can now approve them just like the EMS administrative assistant here enters the invoices and Chief approves them. So that way I can do that, and we don't have to work around Chief's schedule. He's very busy and sometimes, so that's why we asked for this resolution, so that now Nathan can enter them and then I can approve them, and that Chief Martin would then become the secondary official and we'd not have to go through the auditor's office, because that is a problem also when you have to go through them. They're very busy, and sometimes they don't have time to approve your invoices that are due that month. So,
I move resolution number 18-496.
So maybe I'm misreading this, Pam, but I'm looking at the resolution now, and it says second paragraph, therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of San Juan County PhD, blah, 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 that the PhD superintendent be designated as San Juan County PhD number one primary auditing officer and Chief Martin as secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Am I just misreading that? Were you referencing Nathan?
No.
And Chief Martin or yourself?
I'm the only superintendent that I know of for the district.
Well,
I didn't put my name in there, but it's...
No. I thought you were trying to put Nathan in the first slot, but you're saying...
No, it's... No.
Okay. Okay, I misunderstood. Sorry.
Okay.
I put a motion up.
I second it. Any discussion?
No discussion.
I'm trying to make my computer be compliant. It's not working, so forget that. So, any discussion on the resolution at hand? Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Resolution passes unanimously. And next order of business is San Juan Island EMS draft 2019 budget. Chief Martin?
Sent out to you folks is two proposed budgets for San Juan Island EMS. The first budget is on the top there titled No New EMPs. This would keep our status, it would be status quo, so we maintain two daytime EMTs. The second one would be, it says two new EMTs, and this would add additional two EMTs to our response for starting next year. So this way we would have EMTs available around the clock, the day and night. They could be on 12-hour shifts, they could be on 24-hour shifts, that would be needed to be worked out then. So that those are the two budgets that we've given you, and we're looking for your direction to see how which way you guys tend to what would like to go to. As far as our, their numbers are concerned, it's too early in the year to assess what our new construction is going to be for next year's taxes. We have a good idea of what we're going to be far as revenue coming in from transports. We know what we're going to be getting from the GEMT and the ACH. So then we're looking at our expenses, and according to the new current contract that we have tentatively set up with the paramedics, there is no cost of living for them for next year, and then the staff, except for myself, would receive a 3% cost of living raise. So those are the highlights of the two contracts, the two budgets that you have in front of you. So I'd like to have guys mull them over, and then I can get direction from you guys which way you'd like to go. Questions on this?
I have a question. Sorry, Lisa. Ladies first, go ahead.
Do these take into account the collective bargaining agreement changes?
Yes.
So you've got what accounts to be like the paramedics drop in the day,
mm-hmm.
and so you've got to add another paramedic in there to cover that?
No.
Is that?
No, because currently right now with the 13 shifts that the paramedics are doing this year per month, mm-hmm. dropping it down to 12, would just eliminate the double coverage that we would have. And we're looking at probably seven additional days, 6 days is what it penciled out to for per diem paramedics to come over here. Mm-hmm. And we have one of them already, and we're getting another one established at the end of this month.
So you're saying you're going to have less double coverage by paramedics?
Yes.
And the idea is that you have more EMTs?
The idea is twofold. A lot of our calls, and I don't have the numbers right off the top of my head, are BLS calls, and the EMTs would be able to handle that. Mm-hmm. And so we would need paramedics to go on those calls.
But don't a lot of your calls happen really close together?
Yes. So if we have a BLS call, a patient that does not require paramedics, the EMTs would be able to handle it. The paramedics don't have to go out on that uh-huh. call. So we have those, and the way we looked at this, going from 13 shifts to 12 shifts, during the summer months, July and August, the paramedics do not take any PTO time, so they're here for the majority of the days anyway. So we have good coverage, and we're seeing minimal changes to additions to per diem paramedics.
And you feel there's money in the budget for two EMTs?
Yes, I believe there is. Yes, there is. It's hard to calculate what the having the EMTs. At 2 o'clock in the morning when we get called for an airlift transport from the hospital to the airport or Island Air from the hospital to the airport, we wouldn't have to alert the volunteer EMTs on this. We'd be able to handle that mm-hmm. with staff tones. Mm-hmm. So we won't have that expense. But it's hard to justify to quantify what those numbers would be, and then that way the EMTs will not be waking up at night for those calls, mm-hmm. and when the tones do go off, they know it is a 911 response call. So there's the advantages there. The secondary advantage is that we'd have a station response for our EMTs. So they'd be able to be staying at the station, responding from the station.
And the station response, it goes right back to what Dr. Appleton mentioned a few hours ago, and you know, that, what are our response times? Both, you know, within the town of Friday Harbor and rural. Well, certainly within the town of Friday Harbor, I imagine that the response times would be markedly enhanced. If they're not good already, they're going to get better. So that's one of the spinoffs, I think. You know, again, as Annalisa said, can we afford it?
So one thing I'll put add in here about this, but where we're looking at the numbers on there is the by having the two on the scenario where there's two new full-time EMTs, the budget amount for the volunteers or the community EMT stipends is $20,000 less than if there was than the status quo. The status quo projection is $150,000 that we'd spend in the year. The scenario with two EMTs is $130,000. That's somewhat, I don't know if you want to use the word conservative or aggressive, but it's that this year we're looking at the amount that we will have spent on the community EMTs, and that also includes a per diem medic, is going to fall in at around, I think what I've projected out is it's going to be probably about 130, so, which is probably about, you know, 18,000 under what our budget is, but, you know, we try to budget in case, you know, there's a lot higher need than we do have. So, you know, I think, and it's kind of hard to project how much less we need of the community or the volunteers in this budget. So I would expect that, you know, this is kind of a realistic or just making sure that we have our conservative, making sure that the conservative realistic estimate is the word I'd use or term I'd use for that. And every year, and we also include bake into that some of the overtime and such, and every year we always end up coming under on that. But that is factored in.
Thank you, Chris. Any other comments from the board?
I have a question. So, did I hear that we're going to have less double coverage by paramedics?
Yes, mm-hmm. By dropping it from 13 shifts a month to 12 shifts a month.
Okay. So, one of the questions I have then is, how often do we need two paramedics, either on one run or on two runs, at the same time? Obviously, they're on the same run, it's at the same time. But how often do we have a paramedic in Friday Harbor and one on Beaverton Valley Road someplace? Because then it becomes a question for the people that are paying these taxes, do I have my heart attack first or second? Do I have a paramedic there? So how often does that happen? I mean, it's hard to make this decision without knowing that number.
We can get you the current numbers for our next meeting. I don't have that off the top of my head.
Okay, but that's one of the questions I went ahead. So we're going to mull these and move on to the next meeting?
We have until November to finalize our contract, our budget. So this is the first look at the budget for next year, and this way you guys can look at this, and if you have questions on insurance, if you have questions on the fuel, if you have questions on anything, you'd be able to be able to look to see what we're doing and how that's looking.
So the budget is due in November. We're going to move this in October to be done by November. Then we should get the questions to you now so we can, because it's hard to mull without
those. It's November 30th, isn't it?
Yeah, we have to have our budgets turned in to the county by November 30th.
Okay, so we have two meetings.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Right, that's...
So Chief, if we had two simultaneous ALS calls, the second would be covered by overtime or per diem, not paramedic?
So we have a, so the medics here are very, very good about keeping their radios on, and when they're, so when they're not on duty, when we've had calls, they've been able to pick up the calls. So when they're off, they go around. So we're very fortunate there. And we're lucky here because we do schedule for double coverage on, like during the summer, making sure that the weekends are covered, 4th of July is covered, the holidays are covered, versus other islands like Orcas Island, they don't have that double coverage. They have single coverage.
So would you be willing to consider doing this on a trial basis, say for a year?
Mm-hmm.
So this will be unfinished business for next month's agenda?
Well, we can rediscuss it at the next month's regular meeting, but we don't. The drop dead is the November meeting.
Yeah. Not a good term to use in EMS.
After the third hour of a meeting, nomenclature tends to get a little rough. I agree. So, okay. Any other questions of Chief Martin? Very good. So the last item on the agenda is San Juan County PhD number one draft, again, 2019 budget. Pam?
Okay. Basically, this 2019 budget, I used historical data for a lot of the line items. The main changes are from our previous year is I was the only employee, so we only had my wages and my benefit costs, which I don't have any extra benefits or spouse or anything, so it was just my cost. When Nathan was hired and went full-time, 32 hours a week, then we have benefit costs for Nathan as well as his spouse. So I broke down in the first part just wages cost for myself and him, and then in the personnel benefits total, I broke out what our benefits costs are for myself and Nathan combined. We're not asking for any COLA increases or wage increases since we did add an employee, and grateful for that. We're getting a lot more things looked at, having two people. And then, let's see. Also, this budget includes the cost of the medical center, and hopefully I can take out, I ran the numbers, it's about $33,000. If the medical center sells, then about $33,000 can be taken out of this budget, which would bring our reserves back close to what it was before we hired two people. So I will update the commissioners quite frequently, coming up on the feasibility period, October 4th, and also it has been hopeful that this contract might be going to the distance, because I've been getting questionnaires from the title company that I've never gotten before in the contract, so I'm using that as a good sign, hopefully, that it will close and we can get the building off of the district rolls, get the money over to EMS, and not have to have the expenses. That is the major part of the budgets. You have any questions? Do you want me to?
This is the same thing, November 30th?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Any other questions or comments of Pam?
Should we plan an open meeting at midnight on October the 4th with champagne and
I don't want to jinx anything, but I would keep your calendars kind of.
So, yeah, I'd be happy to do that, Warren. Only if all the commissioners waive their lofty stipend now for that meeting. Is that okay?
If it's not enough money to cover a bottle of champagne, so.
No, we're talking about cheap champagne. Thank you, Pam. Well, thank you, Board. Any other items of discussion?
Yes, sir. I just want everyone out there to know that I bought these today after the last meeting. And if the meeting was going to go past 5:30, I was going to start eating in front of all these commissioners and make them hungry so they speed up. But it seems my rain dance has worked, and we're going to get out of here before 5:30.
Well, not really, because it's my problem.
No, I could have shared this with everyone. You don't get any, but we'll save one for you.
That's the reason why I'm going to prolong things, just to burn you. So, now, meeting's adjourned. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Does anyone want any?
And Warren, hey, text me that photograph that you took, would you?
Actually, Pam has it. She took the picture.
Okay.